Now that former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan has won the Republican primary, U.S. Senator Mark Begich knows who he'll face in November. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Begich is staking out his positions with an emphasis on his record and abortion rights.
Begich faced no serious challenger in Tuesday's election, so he's been out of the campaign spotlight in recent weeks. He told supporters at a luncheon in Anchorage that Sullivan and the rest of the Republican field pulled to a conservative extreme in the primary debates.
They have gone so far right, you can't even describe what right is anymore.
Sullivan has said he wants abortion to be illegal, except following rape or incest, or to save the mother's life. Sullivan also says the Supreme Court made the right call in the Hobby Lobby case, allowing certain employers to refuse insurance coverage for contraceptive methods they object to. Begich told supporters he takes the opposite positions.
You all know me. I have been pro-choice from day one. It is the women's choice to make the choice about their health care. And we don't need government telling you what to do with your bodies, and we don't need Dan Sullivan to tell you what to do with your bodies.
Begich has been under attack for allegedly taking undue credit for achievements of the entire Alaska delegation, and Senator Lisa Murkowski demanded that he take down an ad saying they work well as a team. Begich, though, listed what he says are his successes, such as building the military presence in Alaska, fully funding tribal health care contracts, opening the Arctic to offshore oil drilling, and expanding health care options for Alaska veterans.
You know, I'm proud of these accomplishments. I know my opponents are already churning up, ready to say, we're going to go after Begich's accomplishments. You bet. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'll talk to you until you're blue in the face about everything I've done to make sure Alaska is a better place.
The candidates and independent political groups have already spent more than $18 million on the race. For the primary, that comes out to about $115 per voter. Dan Sullivan didn't talk to reporters on election night and had no public appearances the day after. His spokesman said Sullivan granted 2 print interviews but needed to rest his strained voice, which has been reduced to a whisper. In Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.